The jobs number disappoints, and the unemployment rate is now 9.8%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its trading day. Coming up, the Labor Department says the economy only added 39,000 jobs in November. That was far lower than expected. We'll find out how these numbers are going down in Washington. But first, where's Wall Street? Well, numbers are down, but just barely right now. The Dow is down 11 points, 11,351. The NASDAQ actually has just moved into positive territory. It's up about a half a point. The S&P 500 down about 1 point as well, just a one-tenth of a percent. European markets dropped on the jobs news as well. Also today, the President's Deficit Commission will vote on a sweeping proposal to get the nation's fiscal house in order. While the majority of members are expected to vote in favor, there almost certainly won't be the supermajority necessary to make a formal recommendation to Congress. Now let's get to that jobs report and bring in Chris Lowe. He's chief economist at FTN Financial. He's with us live as he is every Friday. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, most people this morning are saying this is pretty bad news. You're usually able to find a silver lining. Do you see one here?
No. I wish I could give you a better answer than that. But look, going through the all the details in this number, there's only 39,000 new jobs in November. 50,000 if you take government out of the equation. That's not enough, of course, to bring the unemployment rate down over time. We're looking at a 9.8% unemployment rate. It is the highest of the year. These are really ugly numbers.
Is this enough to say that we are in what a lot of people have been wondering if we're in, which is a jobless recovery?
Yeah, I think that's actually a perfect description of what's going on. You know, we call it a growth recession in the economics community. Growth because GDP is up, but it feels like a recession because there's nothing going on in the job market. And because the labor force grows over time, you've got this upward creep in the unemployment rate. It's a really frustrating situation.
Okay, a frustrating situation. I want to find out what's going on down in Washington, how they're reacting to this. Let's bring in our own Gregory Warner. Chris, stand by. Greg, how are people reacting down in the Capitol?
Well, no surprises, Jeremy. Republicans jumped to turn this news into a referendum on tax policy. John Boehner, the Republican House Speaker designate, issued a statement a little while ago. He criticized, quote, job-killing tax hikes. Democrats responded by pushing for an extension on jobless benefits, and President Obama will respond himself later this morning from the White House.
Okay, and then the other part of this is the Fed and the action that they took just recently. They took a real beating for pumping all this new money into the economy. Does a number like today's change the dynamic on that at all in terms of what you're hearing from people in Washington?
Well, sure. I called Karen Petru. She's managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. And she said, look, if you want to start talking about government and monetary stimulus and you draw that line to job growth, that line has to cross through Wall Street.
The financial market was, is, and for the foreseeable future will be a mess. And you don't get macroeconomic growth, you don't get recovery until you have a stable financial market and money is flowing back into the economy to fund new jobs.
All right, Chris Lowe, she is pointing the finger at Wall Street. You're here in New York. Do you think that investors, after seeing today's jobs number, are looking in the mirror for answers or are they looking down to Washington?
You know, it's funny. It's actually a remarkable reaction. The stock market's barely down. And the way we're reading that, talking to traders, is that the numbers were just so abysmal. They've decided to choose to believe that October's surprisingly good report is the truth, and November's, until they hear confirming data, is wrong. In the meantime, though, there is a push in New York for more help from D.C. We'd love to see relief on both, frankly, the unemployment benefits and taxes.
Okay, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, as well as our own Gregory Warner. Thanks so much to you both.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Verizon is going to roll out its new faster wireless network on Sunday. It's called 4G. Only thing is, it's not technically 4G, according to the United Nations agency that sets the global standards for these things. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Lightning fast. Verizon 4G LTE.
Verizon advertises its version of 4G service as a bolt of lightning, but compared to true 4G, it's more like a sparkler. The UN has strict technical standards for a 4G network. Verizon doesn't meet them. Neither do any of the other wireless carriers advertising 4G. Charles Galvin is a tech analyst with Forrester Research. He says it's all about marketing.
Using the term 4G, you know, as really a marketing term that means some kind of better service than what you get on 3G today.
Verizon says it doesn't matter what you call its new service. It's still a lot faster than 3G. Lindsay Notwell is in charge of marketing new Verizon technology. He says the new network will let you download things up to 10 times faster.
20 pictures in a minute, as opposed to 20 pictures in 10 minutes.
If you're thinking about holding out for the real 4G, don't. It won't be available until late in the next decade. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, while we're on the subject of things that are high speed, the High Speed Rail Authority in California has approved the first section of what eventually will be a bullet train that runs up and down the state. The first track will run through about 65 miles of California's Central Valley. It'll go from Borden to Corcoran. Yeah, I hadn't heard of those places either. Critics are calling it the train to nowhere. Well, at least it'll be easy to get a seat. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The economy's not quite better, but still, Black Friday sales were pretty good, and toys? Crazy, even for grown-ups.
I'll go and visit with executives of a major American corporation or with politicians. They remember, to a person, the toys they played with and the influence they had on them.
I'm Kai Rizdal, a conversation from the Toys R Us corner office next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.